Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Poland strengthen relationship to strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses confidence that Poland will support in strengthening India-EU relations. Prime Minister Modi says India and friendly countries ready to provide all possible support for early restoration of peace and stability in Ukraine and West Asia. Resident doctors' associations in various states protesting against rape and murder incident in a Kolkata hospital call off strikes. Maharashtra Public Service Commission postpones civil services prelims 2024 due to clash with other recruitment exams. And Neeraj Chopra set to compete in men's javelin throw at Lausanne Diamond League in Switzerland tonight. India and Poland have decided to transform their relationship into a strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced this after the delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk in Warsaw.
इस वर्ष हमने अपने राजनयिक संबंधों की 70वीं वर्षगांठ मना रहे हैं इस अवसर पर हमने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप में परिवर्तित करने का निर्णय लिया है भारत और पोलैंड के संबंध डेमोक्रेसी और रूल ऑफ लॉ जैसी साझा मूल्यों पर आधारित है आज हमने संबंधों को एक नई दिशा देने के लिए कई इनिशिएटिव्स की पहचान की है
The Prime Minister also expressed confidence that Poland's support will strengthen the relations between India and the EU. Mr. Modi said both sides agree that reform in the United Nations and other international institutions is the need of the hour to face global challenges. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said India, along with its friendly countries, is ready to provide all possible support to dialogue and diplomacy for the early restoration of peace and stability in Ukraine and West Asia.
यूक्रेन और पश्चिम एशिया में चल रहे संघर्ष हम सभी के लिए गहरी चिंता का विषय है भारत का यह दृढ़ विश्वास है कि किसी भी समस्या का समाधान रणभूमि में नहीं हो सकता किसी भी संकट में मासूम लोगों की जान की हानि पूरी मानवता के लिए सबसे बड़ी चुनौती बन गई है हम शांति और स्थिरता की जल्द से जल्द बहाली के लिए डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी का समर्थन करते हैं
Mr. Modi and Mr. Tusk reviewed bilateral relationships and exchanged views on a range of issues. The meeting between the two sides offered an opportunity to explore other avenues of mutual interest. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said both sides understand each other well and despite the geographical differences, different traditions and histories. During his visit, Mr. Modi also called on President of Poland, Andrzej Sebastian Duda at the Belvedere Palace in Warsaw. The two leaders held discussions on various aspects of bilateral relations. Later, briefing media, Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, Tanmay Lal, said the visit of the Prime Minister to Poland was historic and very successful. He said an important development took place as both sides agreed to finalize a social security agreement, which will be important for professionals working in each other's country.
Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi is completing his official visit to Poland and he was here at the invitation of Prime Minister His Excellency Donald Tusk. The visit has been historic and very successful. Historic since this was after 45 years that an Indian Prime Minister was visiting Poland. And also this year marks the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations.
On the second and final leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will reach Ukraine tomorrow on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Resident doctors' associations in various states protesting against a rape and murder incident at a Kolkata hospital have called off their strikes. In Delhi, the resident doctors' associations of central government hospitals, including All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, Safdarjung Hospital and Lady Harding Medical College, have called off their strike. Besides, the Federation of All India Medical Association and resident doctors of Delhi government hospitals have also called off their strike. The decision comes in response to the appeal and direction of the Supreme Court of India. In Bihar, the resident doctors of AIIMS Patna also called off their indefinite strike. The decision came after the end of the strike by the Resident Doctors Association and Junior Doctors Association of Patna Medical College and Hospital and Indira Gandhi Institute of Medical Sciences, the two biggest government hospitals in the state. In a related development, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs Dr. L. Murugan has accused the West Bengal government of not taking concrete action in the incident. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav launched Create in India Challenge Season 1 in New Delhi this evening in the run-up to the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said, reflecting the evolution of Indian economy and the impact of technological advancements, 25 challenges have been launched. He said the media and entertainment industry has also evolved, significantly boosting the creator economy.
मुझे लगता है कि आने वाले समय में वेव्स अपने आप में एक भारत की जो मीडिया एंड एंटरटेनमेंट वर्ल्ड है उसका जो टेक्नोलॉजी वाला पोर्शन है उसका जो क्रिएशन वाला पोर्शन है उसका जो इनपुट वाला पोर्शन है उसमें वेव्स एक बहुत बड़ा फिनोमिनन बनके निकलेगा और उसमें जो ये 25 चैलेंजेस हैं वो चैलेंजेस एक उसका एक इम्पोर्टेंट हिस्सा बनके रहेंगे.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare today organized a national conference in New Delhi with states to discuss improvement in crop production statistics. The ministry in a statement said the conference underscored the need for integrating cutting-edge technologies like remote sensing, geospatial analysis and artificial intelligence to enhance the accuracy and reliability of crop production data. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was held in New Delhi today. The 31-member committee was headed by BJP MP Jagdambika Pal. The committee has been tasked by the Lok Sabha to scrutinize the bill. During the meeting, officials from the Ministry of Minority Affairs and Ministry of Law and Justice briefed the members about the various amendments proposed in the draft law. Speaking to the media ahead of the meeting, Mr. Pal said they will give maximum opportunities to the maximum number of people from minority organizations while discussing the provisions of the bill. The 77th meeting of the Network Planning Group under the PM Gati Shakti initiative was organized in New Delhi. The meeting focused on evaluating 6 important infrastructure projects from the Ministry of Railways, Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, Ministry of Civil Aviation and Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways. The first National Space Day celebrations will be held tomorrow across the country. Speaking to Akashvani News, Deputy Director of ISRO's UR Rao Satellite Center, R.V. Nadagowda, said several programs for students were organized before the main event to inspire the younger generation to seize opportunities in space research and development.
We are celebrating in a very grand and beneficial and meaningful way. We have achieved so much so far. Lot of progress has to happen in this area. The opportunity that is available in this sector is estimated to be around 40 lakh crores of rupees.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. The Maharashtra Public Service Commission, MPSC, has postponed the Maharashtra Gazetted Civil Services Combined Pre-Examination 2024. The decision was made after a meeting held by the MPSC. The exam, which was originally scheduled for the 25th of this month, has been rescheduled due to a clash with the Institute of Banking Personnel Selection Clerk Recruitment Exam 2024, which is also set for the same day. The MPSC stated that the new exam schedule will be announced soon. The Bombay High Court today criticized the Maharashtra police for lapses in investigating the sexual abuse case of 2 4-year-old girls at a school in Badlapur, Thane. The court took suo-motu cognizance of the matter based on newspaper reports. A division bench of Justices Revati Mohite Dere and Prithviraj Chavan questioned the delay in registering the case, noting that such delays discourage people from approaching the police. The court directed the state to take action against the school authorities for not reporting the crime and demanded an explanation for the delay in recording the second victim's statement. The matter is scheduled for hearing on August the 29th. At least 7 people lost their lives and many others were injured as a vehicle met with an accident in the Durbok subdivision of Leh Ladakh. The vehicle skidded off the road and fell into a deep gorge near Durbok. More this morning. A report.
As per the district magistrate lay, Santosh Sukhdev, 6 people died on the spot and 1 person succumbed to injuries at the district hospital. 22 others were injured in this tragic incident. Those injured were initially shifted to the nearby Army Health Facility. Later, they were airlifted to district hospital in Leh with the help of Air Force and Army's air operation. The bus belonged to Lambdon Public School Leh and was travelling to Durbuk Subdivision carrying staff members of the school who were going to attend a wedding ceremony. Muzaffar Wani, Akashwani News, Leh. Ladakh.
In Bihar, former minister and senior RJD leader Shyam Rajak today quit the party, alleging betrayal by the top leadership. Mr. Rajak, who was the national general secretary in the party, was sidelined from the organization in recent days as he failed to get nominated for the Rajya Sabha and Bihar Legislative Council in by-elections. In flood-ravaged Tripura, rescue and relief operation has been ramped up with NDRF teams being pressed into service. Apart from the NDRF teams, 3 helicopters are also airlifting the people stranded due to floods. We have a report.
The 4-day incessant rains which battered Tripura has caused extensive damage to the agriculture and power sectors. According to State Agriculture and Power Minister, a massive 6,870 hectares of land has been affected, with crops being submerged under the flood water. In addition to this, the agri sector has incurred a loss of more than 531 crore rupees. The State Revenue Department asserted that 17 lakh people have been affected due to floods. Meanwhile, the state government has announced that schools across Tripura will remain shut until further notice. Kunal Shinde, Akashwani News, Agartala.
Indian High Commissioner to Bangladesh Pranay Verma today paid his introductory call to the Chief Advisor to the Bangladesh Government, Professor Muhammad Yunus. The High Commissioner reiterated India's commitment to work with Bangladesh to fulfill shared aspirations of people of India and Bangladesh for peace, security and development. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, today appealed for $16.5 million to scale up MPOX response in East and Southern Africa. Ekleva Kadeli, Regional Director for UNICEF Eastern and Southern Africa, said children and vulnerable communities are on the verge of an expanding outbreak of MPOX. 200 confirmed cases have been detected across Burundi, Rwanda, Uganda, Kenya and South Africa. He added, apart from immediate life-saving response, risk communication efforts, cross-border collaboration and investments in overall health system strengthening should be prioritized. 2-time Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra will be in action in the men's javelin throw event at the prestigious Lausanne Diamond League meet in Switzerland tonight. The 26-year-old is taking part in the competition after winning the silver medal at the Paris Olympics 2024. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has released the schedule for India's tour of England for 2025. In a social media post, BCCI said during the tour, a test series of 5 matches will be played between 20th July and 4th August next year. Prior to this, the England team will be visiting India to play 5 T20 and 3 ODIs between 22nd January and 12th February next year. The Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities organized a special screening of the film Srikant in Indian Sign Language in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Secretary of Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities Rajesh Agarwal emphasized the importance of Indian Sign Language and said that continuous efforts are being made in this direction. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Poland strengthened relationship to strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses confidence that Poland will support in strengthening India-EU relations. Prime Minister Modi says India and friendly countries ready to provide all possible support for early restoration of peace and stability in Ukraine and West Asia. Resident doctors' associations in various states protesting against rape and murder incident in Kolkata hospital call off strikes. Maharashtra Public Service Commission postpones civil services prelims 2024 due to clash with other recruitment exams. And Neeraj Chopra set to compete in men's javelin throw at Lausanne Diamond League in Switzerland tonight. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.